I greet thee, O Lord. Your grace is abounding, and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Merci Jésus. Father, you turn into wine. Open the door, the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than the other. Excuse me. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome and power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is stronger. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name, your kingdom, O Lord, has come, excuse me, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your love, your word, love, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, excuse me, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the 1,000. A generations, Father Lord. I thank you. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father Love, if I have odds against them. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Settle God over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord, that was also passed on to me. Excuse me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Love, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom, you are. The Lord of the harvest, the Lord, God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding and his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness, covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears before me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant, my heart throb and swell with joy. the wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. As it is written, so I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, article of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord be in me, his holy temple, silenced before him all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my El Shaddai, my deliverer, my counselor, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life, and Lord my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of love, for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I and us, this scattered bound family, households, and ministries who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because we belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you, Father love, for having translated us, this scattered family, households, and ministries from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus, by the blood, thank you, Father, love, that blessed are those who bless us, and cursed is he who curses us, who speaks an insolent language toward us. And cursed are those who curse us, and blessed are those who bless us. And so by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the dragon, the ancient serpent, you, the Satan, the devil, you, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your ability to still kill and destroy and deceive. Stay out of our homes, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, ministries, of our lands and territories. Keep your minions with you and keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything, excuse me, you would do today. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise the barrier, shall lift up a standard against him. Individually and all as a whole, no one shall be able to stand against us, this scattered bound family, households, and ministries. The Lord, my God, has put the fear and dread of us upon all the land where we set foot, as he has promised me. Individually and all as a whole, the Lord will send his terror ahead of us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, and throw into confusion every nation we encounter. The Lord will make all our enemies turn and run. Individually and all as a whole, thereafter, the Lord had to put the dread and fear of us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries upon all the nations under heaven. They are hearing the reports of us and are trembling in anguish because of us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, the righteous. Individually and all as a whole, the Lord has handed their kings over to us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, and he is wiping out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against us, the righteous, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, that we are annihilating them. Individually and all as a whole, there shall not any man be able to stand before us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, all the days of our lives. As the Lord was with Moses, so he is with us, the righteous. He will not fail us nor forsake us. Individually and all as a whole, the Lord has sent his fear before us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, and has destroyed all the people to whom we shall come. And the Lord will make all our enemies turn their backs unto us, the righteous. Individually and all as a whole, the Lord himself goes before us, this Kadubang family, households and ministries. He will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, the righteous. We do not be afraid or discouraged. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. The Lord has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. For us, this Kadubang family, our souls and ministries. Therefore, by the blood of the Lamb that clothes us individually and all as a whole, and this Kadubang family, households and ministries. And that is upon our lentils and upon our doors and round about our lands and territories. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this Kadubang family, households and ministries, individually and as a whole, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that his church, his ecclesia has been called to glory, means had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord. God of hosts. That does therefore in our midst and our possessions in our lands and territories. Not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathens shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, we, his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. Amen. Thank you, Father Lord, for the fire, the everlasting fire by night and by day that does surround us, and you keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for, Father Lord. And so we continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, we are enjoying a life of heaven on this earth. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. Our lives, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side, unto our being caught up into glory without our seeing the grave. The Lord, with long life, the Lord our God satisfies and showing us his salvation power. Our being caught up into glory without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him, the Lord my God, and was raised to life with him, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory. So my steps are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. So I choose purity. So I walk by the Spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Praise the Lord. I made a covenant with my eyes not to lust. So I by the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. I will live. Praise the Lord. So teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions, and I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood, brother. Lord, my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. God is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Thank you, Father, Lord, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth. Excuse me, by fulfilling as he has now done the covenant he has promised to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. As it is this day, as it is said, do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. For God is not unjust that he would forget our works, good works, and the love that we have shown him as we have helped his people and continue excuse me, and continue to help them. The Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually finds its way into the hands of us, the righteous. For whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and he adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all, and Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, God of glory, the Adonai, the God of all power, the God of thunder and lightning, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest. He is manifesting himself today for Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. So he unleashed his fury against our enemies and against the kingdom of darkness. Wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. But the Lord brought us his beloved, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble in my land. He has done it. It is finished. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord, that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. We are healed, and we, by the blood of the Lamb, we are made whole. That the works of God be made manifest, be made visible in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My daddy quickening my mortal body because of his spirit who lives in me, his everlasting fire who lives in me. And praise the Lord, my faith has made me whole. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you have restored my right leg and right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can dance and run and walk and continuously declare that Jesus did it again. And we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries will forever profess that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were stolen, the lost, taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, the Lord renewing our youth like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. And thank you, Father, Lord, that you have cleansed our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father, Lord, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. No good things have you withheld from us, the scatterbound family, households and ministries, and lands and territories. We, the righteous, thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. Thank you, Father Lord. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb. Of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently, we the scatterbound family, households and ministries, confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, we are resting in your goodness. For God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? We are resting in your faithfulness, Father, Lord. For you have exalted your word above all your names, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. We are resting in your goodness expressed through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives. For creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand. And we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved, and through your loving kindness toward us, Father Lord. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways are your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so that your word you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, glory in this, and that he knows you and knows that you are God, exercising loving and kindness and justice and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So does God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, his oath and his promise, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have stronger consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope, this confidence in God's ability to do what he promised, I have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Thank you, Father Lord, that let your glory fill the earth today. Let your glory fill the scatterbound family, households and ministries, and lands and territories, both today and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord to your glory, God our Father, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spoken word, a faith release, we believe, we receive. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. It says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So for the beauty of your love, Father Love, we thank thee. Amen. Praise the Lord, and by the living power, by the spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your son comes. Amen. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and that by the Holy Spirit that in you, who is in you and surrounds you, you are always protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord. Thank you. He can move the mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, out of salvation, he addresses heroes and conquered the grave. Jesus, I was looking. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, out of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.